From KQED. From KQED News, I'm Stephanie Martin. If you live near the San Francisco Bay or the California coast, you might want to have your camera handy this week. Unusually high tides, called king tides, are hitting the shores, and a coalition of government agencies and nonprofits is asking the public to help them document the high water by taking pictures. Reporter Paul Rogers has been covering the king tides phenomenon for the Mercury News. Paul, we'll talk about why the public is being asked to take pictures in a moment, but first, let's talk about the tides themselves. Many people think that global warming is causing them, but scientists say that's not the case. So what causes them?
Well, there are two different phenomena happening here. There are the regular rising and fallings of the tides, which are caused by the gravitational pull of the moon and the sun. And it just so happens that the way that the sun and the moon are aligned, they're causing the highest tides of the year tomorrow morning. And people will notice them about 9:30 in the morning around Santa Cruz and Half Moon Bay, and 10:30 in the morning around San Francisco and a lot of the Bay Area. So this happens every year. But with climate change, as the polar ice melts and the water warms and expands, the ocean is rising anyway. And the ocean has risen about 8 inches in the last 100 years, and it continues to rise.
Now, the first big wave of king tides was expected to hit around 9:45 this morning. Did that happen?
This is a multi-day phenomenon. Today was a little bit smaller than tomorrow, and then Friday will be a little bit smaller. But there's some very minor reports of flooding, a couple of feet of water down around Redwood City in an industrial area. I drove along Highway 1 this morning up the San Mateo coast, and a lot of beaches that people are familiar with there are largely and temporarily gone. Luckily, we're not in a storm right now, like, you know, Hurricane Sandy, where they had a high tide. It wasn't a king tide, but it was a high tide coinciding with a storm. All that water gets pushed inland.
Now, the government and the nonprofit coalition that we mentioned earlier is asking the public to help document the tides. What information are they looking for?
Yeah, there's a very interesting group that's just started in the last couple of years called the California King Tides Initiative, it is. And basically, they ask people to go out and take cameras at prominent places around California and photograph, if they can, the low tide and the high tide. And you can see this huge change. You know, the water might go up 7 or 8 feet. Over the course of like 6 hours. The reason they're doing that is to show people what global warming is going to do to the California coastline over the coming generations. That, you know, what is unusually high right now will be the new norm. When you look at the climate change scientists, they've looked at the trend in California. We are going to see the ocean rise by up to 1 foot by 2030. 2 feet by 2050, and 5 feet by 2100. You know, that's going to mean big changes for low-lying places like San Francisco Airport, Oakland Airport, the Giants Ballpark. We're going to have to build seawalls in some of these places. On the coast, buildings are going to fall into the ocean. This is a major problem that we're going to have to deal with over the coming decades.
The next round of tides comes in tomorrow and then again on Friday. Where are the best spots to see this, and are there any precautions people should take?
Yeah, you know, one of the interesting things about king tides is that the highs are very high, but the lows are very low. So if you go somewhere where there are good tide pools along the coast, like the Fitzgerald Marine Reserve in the San Mateo County coast, you're going to be able to walk out much further than you normally would and see a lot of cool stuff. Pay attention to what time the tide is coming in. You don't want to get caught with it coming in. You never want to turn your back to the waves.
Have you had a chance to watch them personally roll in?
Well, you know, this morning when I was on the San Mateo and Santa Cruz coasts, I guess it was probably about 8 a.m., and I was on these little beaches, Pomponio and, you know, Bean Hollow and San Gregorio, and there just wasn't much beach there, and it was pretty impressive, and it's going to get bigger tomorrow.
Paul, thank you.
Thank you.
Paul Rogers is a reporter with the Mercury News and managing editor of KQED's Science Unit. And I'm Stephanie Martin. To find out how you can upload photos, go to kqednews.org.